Lesson 39, How Beautiful Upon the Mountains, from Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Isaiah, chapters 50 through 53. Purpose: to strengthen each class member's testimony of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study the passages from Isaiah, chapters 50 through 53, that are discussed in this lesson. They center on the Savior's atoning sacrifice. 2. Additional reading, Mosiah chapters 14 through 15. 3. If you use the attention activity, assign two or three class members to choose a favorite hymn about the Savior's love and sacrifice, and prepare to tell the class about the message of the hymn and how it has influenced them. You may want to tell about one of your own favorite hymns about the Savior. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. You may want to use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Explain that many church hymns help us understand the love the Savior showed for us through His atoning sacrifice. Invite each of the assigned class members to tell of a favorite hymn about the Savior's love and sacrifice. Since music can help invite the Spirit of the Lord into the class, you may want to ask class members to sing one of the hymns that was discussed. Explain that this lesson will discuss some of Isaiah's prophecies about the life and mission of the Savior. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Isaiah speaks of messengers who bring glad tidings. In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, Isaiah poetically described people bringing a great message. Why do you think Isaiah referred to the messenger's feet? In the ancient world, before electronic communications were available, important messages were often brought by runners traveling on foot. Isaiah uses the messenger's feet to symbolize the messengers themselves. How did Isaiah feel about these messengers? How did Isaiah describe the message that is being delivered? It is a message of good tidings, a message of peace and salvation. The Book of Mormon prophet Abinadi explained that the messengers described by Isaiah include the prophets and also the Lord Himself. Mosiah chapter 15, verses 13 through 18. What great message of peace and salvation have these messengers brought? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Who else brings the message of the gospel to the world? You may want to ask class members to tell about experiences they have had with sharing the gospel message. You may also want to ask class members to tell how they feel about those who brought the message to them. 2. Isaiah prophesies of the Savior's atoning sacrifice. Discuss the following prophecies about the Savior's atoning sacrifice and the blessings it provides us. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 5 through 7. What does this passage teach about the Savior's attitude toward the great sacrifice He was to make in our behalf? What do Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, and Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, teach about the Savior's attitude as He faced great suffering? Isaiah chapter 51, verse 6. What comparison is made in this verse? How long will the effects of the atonement last? See also Mosiah chapter 16, verse 9, Alma chapter 34, verses 10 and 14. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 22. For whom does the Savior plead? How does the atonement allow Him to be our advocate? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 3 through 5. What is the cup of trembling that Jesus has drunk for us? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 15 through 20. What must we do to receive the full blessings offered through the atonement? Isaiah chapter 52, verse 3. What does it mean to be redeemed without money? See 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 27 through 28, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 3. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 2 through 4. What do these verses tell us about the life of the Savior? Why can He understand our sorrows and our grief? See Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 16 through 18, and chapter 4, verse 15. How have you sensed that He understands your sorrows and grief? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Why was the Savior willing to suffer the pain of being wounded, bruised, and scourged? See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 6 through 7. What qualities of character did the Savior display when He was oppressed, afflicted, and made to bear our iniquities? How do we sometimes turn our own way rather than submit to Heavenly Father's will? How can the Savior's example help us submit to Heavenly Father's will? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10. What did Isaiah mean when he said that it pleased the Lord to bruise the Savior? What do we learn from this passage about Heavenly Father's love for us? See also John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 8 through 11. Explain that the Book of Mormon prophet Abinadi gave a powerful commentary on these verses when he was speaking to the wicked priests of King Noah, Mosiah chapter 15, verses 10 through 13. According to Abinadi, who will be the seed of the Savior? See also Mosiah chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Explain that at the end of the battle, the leader of the victorious army divides the fruits of victory among his followers. What are the fruits of Christ's victory over sin and death that He is willing to share with us? See Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 17, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. 3. Isaiah describes some of our responsibilities. As recorded on Isaiah chapter 51 and Isaiah chapter 52, what responsibilities do we have as those who have accepted the Savior's atonement? A. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1, 4, and 7. Listen to and obey the Lord. Do not fear the revilings of men. B. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 12 through 13. Remember the Lord who is Creator. Do not fear Satan. C. Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 through 2. Awake and put on the strength of the priesthood. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 113, verses 7 through 8. Put on the beautiful garments of righteousness. See Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 8. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 113, verses 9 through 10. D. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11. Depart from the wickedness of the world. Do not touch unclean things. Be clean. How can we better fulfill each of these responsibilities? Conclusion. Read Mosiah chapter 15, verse 18, in which the prophet Abinadi describes the Savior as a messenger whose feet are beautiful upon the mountains. Explain that one reason His feet are beautiful is that they bear the prints of the nails, the tokens of His atoning love. Bear testimony of how the teachings of Isaiah have strengthened your love for the Savior and your desire to be worthy of the blessings of His atoning sacrifice. Ask class members to share how their testimonies have been strengthened as well. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Walking in the light. Review Isaiah chapter 50, verses 10 through 11, and point out the choice Isaiah gives us in these verses. If we choose to fear the Lord, obey the voice of His servants, and trust Him, we will have His light to guide us and will not walk in darkness. John chapter 8, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 46. If we choose to walk in our own light, which is compared to the light of sparks, the Lord warns that we will lie down in sorrow. 2. Missionary work. If Family Home Evening Video Supplement 2, item number 53277, is available, you may want to show missionary work Our Greatest Duty, a 5-minute segment as part of the lesson. End of Lesson 39, How Beautiful Upon the Mountains, from Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.